Before we start, put your phone on don't disturb mode. This is quality me time, and you're not going to be entertaining interruptions during this session. I want you to find a peaceful space where you can relax and no one will disturb you. You can do this sitting up, standing, curled up on your couch, laying on your yoga mat, or on your bed. Whatever feels best for you right now. Once you've found your spot for the next, say, 20 to 30 minutes, let's begin. First, notice what's underneath you. Notice how your body rests on the chair, or if you're laying on your bed, or on the floor. Become aware of the parts of you touching the surface that's supporting your weight. Is it hard, soft, yielding, or firm? Just notice. Feel the temperature of the air on your skin. Is it warm? Is it a bit cool? Is it just perfect? Just take it in as it is. It's all information, nothing more and nothing less. Now, without moving your head, let your gaze move around the room. Let it rest on a few simple things, like a specific object, the way the light touches something, a shadow, a corner of the room. If you want, you can close your eyes, but you don't have to. It's just a suggestion. Become aware of the muscles of your jaw. Are they tense? relaxed. Become aware of your tongue. Is it pressing against the roof of your mouth? Or is it relaxed? Notice the muscles around your eyes. Become aware of your cheeks, of your neck, your shoulders. Are they carrying any tension? If they are, find the spot that carries the most tension and stay there with it just for a moment. Not to fix anything, not to force a release, just to let that tension know that it's not alone. Place one hand on your chest and the other one on your lower belly. It's just a tactile way to let your body know I'm here with you. I'm paying attention. And now, shift your focus to your breathing. Air coming in. Air going out. Air coming in. Air going out. Notice how your rib cage expands on inhales, and how your shoulders drop just a little on your exhales. Air coming in, rib cage expands. Air going out. And your shoulders drop just a little. Remember what you read in the journal earlier today about naming the places in you that got left behind without needing to justify or explain anything about them. Questions you answered and what you wrote. Don't focus on the words that you wrote right now, but instead let the feeling beneath the words come forward. The kind of closeness you needed. the signals you learned to mute. The part of you that still waits for someone to notice. Don't explain, don't analyze, don't try to name the whole story. Just feel the impression of it. The feeling behind it. The ache. Let's allow those parts of you to come forward so we can keep them company for a while and help them express themselves without needing to fight for their right to exist in your consciousness. They won't be allowed to drown out all the other parts of you just because they stepped onto the scene of your awareness. This is not about only allowing them to have their say. We are training ourselves to be the container of all our emotions without abandoning ourselves to them, without feeling the need to shut them down. Because they exist inside you. They will always be smaller than you. You are their mother. And sometimes they need to be close to you, just like a child needs a hug at times. I know this might feel a bit scary and tender, so let's go really slow. If you imagine that the feeling that came up while you answered those questions today, if you imagine that it lives in a specific part of your body, where would that be? Do you imagine that this feeling is loud and standing up? Or maybe it's curled up and muted. Maybe it's banging to get your attention. Whatever it's doing, it's smaller than you. You are that within which it exists, not the other way around. If you feel like it, what if you would lean in a little toward it to show that you're here now? Just for a few moments, ready to listen. Is it sharp? Like it's trying to get your attention? Is it soft? Like it's unsure if it's allowed to be here? Or is it hiding, waiting to see if you'll stay with it. Whatever you notice, stay. Right now, all that it needs is for you not to walk away. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to please let this feeling borrow your mouth for a moment, to allow it to say a few words about itself out loud so you can hear it. It doesn't have to be complex or dressed up. And it doesn't have to sound the way it feels unless you allow it. It can be a whisper, or it can be in your everyday voice. Just the simplest version of what it's been wanting to say. Maybe it's gonna sound something like, I need it more. Or, I'm still waiting. Or, I feel invisible. Or maybe it's something else entirely. Whatever wants to come out, let it do so without putting any makeup on it, without it having to justify itself
that you notice
or explaining itself. And there is no story here that you have to tell, just the essence of the feeling. Okay, are you ready? If it feels easier, then place your hand over your heart and the other on your lower belly. And now, let this feeling speak through you, using your mouth. Did you notice what happened in you when you let those words come out? Did you feel something shift? Did you get any physical reaction in any part of your body? Did you feel blank? If you didn't notice anything, let's do it one more time. And this time, pay attention to what happens in your body as you let the feeling speak. Whatever shows up is normal. It's just your body responding to hearing the truth behind your ache spoken aloud, maybe for the first time. If it feels all right, place one hand on the part of your body where you feel that response the most. If you're not sure where, then keep your hands where they are, one over your heart and the other on your lower belly. And let your hands rest there as if on a newborn, kind and gentle, and notice the warmth from your palm reach that place. Let your hands say with their presence, I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. Air is still moving in. Air is still moving out. Air moving in. Rib cage expands. Air moving out. And shoulders drop just a little. However big this feeling is felt by you right now, know that in comparison to you, it's tiny. You are the universe. It exists within. You will always be so much larger than any feeling you can hold. What happened in you when you let this part of you speak? Did you soften or did you tense up? Do you want to pull away? Or maybe you feel a small sense of relief? Or maybe you feel nothing, just a blankness. Usually, when there is a blankness, it's because a feeling like it was never allowed to be there. Even if all that you feel is your own breathing, that's enough. There is no correct response. There is no right way to react. You're not trying to fix anything here. You're just staying with what's here. Even if all that you feel is your own breathing, that's enough. Breathing is still staying. I'm going to ask you to say something to yourself and to the small part of you that spoke through your mouth. You can repeat after me in your mind, or you can say it out loud. You don't have to carry this alone. I'm here with you. Thank you. Air is still moving in. Air is still moving out. Now, let's bring you back into the room. Slowly open your eyes and look around for a moment. Look at the floor, at the corners of the room. At the ceiling. Let your gaze land on something specific, like an object, a shape. Color. Feel the weight of your body. And feel the support underneath you. Wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your bum. And now, I'm going to ask you to write down in your journal what your body told you during this session. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be deep. Just write down what actually happened for you. Maybe it'll be something like, my throat tightened when I was about to say, or my stomach suddenly got heavy, or my shoulders relaxed when I placed my hand on that part of me, or maybe it might sound more like, I felt like I wanted to hide, or I felt nothing at first, and then there were tears in my eyes. Maybe you'll write something about a memory or an image that showed up in your mind, or maybe just one word, like relax or hug. There is no right answer. Just write what happened for you as it showed up. The point isn't to explain anything, or to analyze anything, or to justify anything. The point is to let your body know that you are listening. And that's all for today. Thank you.
The top of 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 the top of